We continue on with our Apparently Compton locker room chat here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined now by Cause Boys basketball coach. That is Matt Simmons. It is presented by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Coach, we're down to the final two games of the regular season. We'll talk about that week stretch here in just a moment. But last time out, you go to Sabetha. Of course, the Blue Jays, they've been the top of the class for the last couple of years. And, you know, you played them about a week before that as well. Again, the scheduling has kind of been mixed up with the postponements from January. But, you know, the two games play out kind of similar. You know, it's a one-possession game at halftime, but the Blue Jays are able to pull away in the second half. You know, this time around on Tuesday, it was a 51-31 final. Did you see both games play out similar in the second half, the way that Sabetha was able to pull away, or maybe was Tuesday's game a little bit different?
Well, you know, the first time we played them, they started out in command. It was a pretty good game back and forth and down two at half, and they went to a zone, and we came out and didn't shoot it very well. And, you know, with their size and athleticism and skill and senior starters, they just pulled away. And then we had a quick turnaround and went to Nemaha and had a big win on the road. And then came back and had to go to Sabetha last night. And, yeah, like you said, it was the same thing. We're down three at half playing well, and they were in their zone the whole first half, so nothing changed. And coming out of halftime, we just went 0 for 11 in the third. And they scored 15, and kind of the rest was history at that point. And, you know, when you're playing the number six team in the state and a team that hasn't lost the Big Seven game in 2 years, you know, going 0 for 11 isn't going to get it done. So, you know, as coaches, we got to do a better job finding ways to score. And then we just got to step up and make some shots. And we talked about that last night. And, you know, we battled some foul trouble with our big. Ronnie Baker was in some foul trouble. And when you're going against Christian McAfee and the Grim Kid, you're going to need your big men. So, things didn't go our way, but it's just time to regroup and finish the season strong.
Yeah, you guys are still in a pretty good spot, 13-5, 10-2 in league play. You'll get Riverside on Friday, Holton on Tuesday to wrap things up. And, you know, you are coming off a loss, but, you know, for the majority of the season, you guys have been playing some good basketball, and you want to be playing your best basketball here at this point in the season before Substate. You know, what needs to happen here in the next couple of games? What needs to be improved? You can always see improvement, of course, but what's maybe a thing or two that you're really trying to hone in on, what you really want to see get better, knowing that your team has to improve on something certain, you know, heading into Substate? What needs to get better?
You know, I think we always play really hard. I think we are really coachable. We defend well. And that's a big reason why we're 13-5 and second in the Big Seven right now. And but that's just not going to be good enough to go to the state tournament. And that's the ultimate goal, is to finish off the season strong and head into Substate feeling your best. And we've got to do a better job against physical teams. We're still a young group. We bring everybody back next year except for two seniors who are a big part of this team, but we're still young, and we have, you know, our big men are a sophomore and a junior and off the bench. And we don't, sometimes when other teams are bigger and more physical imposing, we struggle to rebound. We don't get very many second chance points. And, you know, in a game like last night, when you go 0 for 11 in a quarter, you got to find ways to get to the free throw line, find ways to get some easy putbacks. And we haven't done a good enough job of that. So, we're going to lock in on those couple things and just keep doing what we do well at a really high level, while also maybe fixing a couple things that could give us a chance to maybe make a run.
Well, finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, again, Riverside, the next up opponent on Friday. It's on the road before Holton wrapping up the regular season on Tuesday. You know, Riverside, just four wins, but they always seem to play everybody tough. They're scrappy. They like to play a little physical. They're fast and like to get up and down the floor a little bit. What's good and what needs to happen this time around, you know, for this second meeting against this Riverside team that you were able to beat by 10 earlier in the year?
Well, we just have to play well on both ends of the floor. We got to do a better job on Percy Duncan. He kind of had his way with us, and, you know, and Todrick did too in the past. And we just struggled, you know, against their size and athleticism. And Coach Herbster does an outstanding job up there. And you know that it's going to be a tough test. And we definitely have to play the opponent, not their record, because they've had several overtime losses and 2-point losses, and their record could be completely flipped and different just if a couple things went their way. So we have to remember that going in, that they're a really good team and they're going to be fired up to win on a Friday night in their home court. And then Holton is always a tough game. And you know, with that being senior night, we got to make sure that we don't let too many emotions get in the way, that we just continue to be our best selves and compete and try to finish this thing off right.
Well, there it is. Matt Simmons, Apparently Compton boys basketball coach. Again, brought to you by First State Bank and Heinen Repair. Coming off a loss to Sabetha, Riverside and Holton, the final two opponents here in the regular season. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, man.